Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Cut it out. You're in one lane. We have cleaned up this city. Yeah, historic, really? I'll tell you what's historic.
This is a proper meltdown. Lord have mercy. We have some breaking news. Donald Trump's sham prosecution trial against Jerome Powell, the current Fed chair, just got spiked down by a federal judge who had some scathing and pointed words for Donald Trump and about Donald Trump's abuse of power. Judge James Boasberg is the chief judge of the United States District Court for the District of Columbia. He was appointed by George W. Bush back in 2002 to the D.C. Superior Court, and then President Obama elevated him in 2011. So he was originally appointed by a Republican president. This is no liberal judge, as the Republicans in power right now are claiming, but Judge James Boasberg decided to release a ruling shutting down this current prosecution of Jerome Powell. Minutes after this happens, Jeanine Pirro, the U.S. attorney for D.C., who Donald Trump plucked off of Fox News and put into this position, comes out and melts down in front of everyone, starts basically throwing a temper tantrum and smacking on her desk. It is quite literally a parody.
The process should have been allowed to run its course.
She just pissed off, smacking on her desk. This is the second performative former Fox News host turned Trump official that I've had to cover just today. Pete Hegseth was the first. We made a long video about him this morning. Now Judge Jeanine Pirro is coming out because their political persecutions are not working. If you appreciate the breakdowns, if you appreciate us fighting for democracy, drop a like and subscribe to join the Adam Mockler community. We are the fastest growing Gen Z run media channel on YouTube, and that's because of you all. So if you want to help us get to 2 million followers, subscribe below, and a genuine thank you. I don't get enough time with all the fast-moving news cycle to thank you all for the support that you guys show on a daily basis. But Kyle Griffin from MSNBC reports, breaking, a federal judge says he's blocking the subpoenas the Trump Justice Department served to Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. Judge James Boasberg says the government has produced, quote, essentially zero evidence. And I can't wait to show you all the Jeanine Pirro meltdown, but it's important to read exactly what this opinion says. So it starts off by quoting Donald Trump, making very clear what this investigation actually was. This criminal indictment was an attempt to pressure our Fed chair into changing interest rates, and they call that out. So it starts off with a quote from Donald Trump's Truth Social. Quote, Jerome too late Powell has done it again. He is too late, too angry, too stupid, and too political to have the job of Fed chair. He is costing our country trillions of dollars. Put another way, too late is a total loser, and our country is paying the price. Donald J. Trump, July 31st, 2025. That is one of at least 100 statements that the president or his deputies have made attacking the chair of the Federal Reserve and pressuring him to lower interest rates. So is this, quote, too late Jerome Powell is costing our country hundreds of billions of dollars. He is truly one of the dumbest, most destructive people in government. Too late's an American disgrace, said Donald Trump in June of 2025. The conclusion later states, a mountain of evidence suggests that the government served these subpoenas to Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell on the board to pressure its chair into voting for lower interest rates or resigning. This is very bad. This is very scary. This is what happens in lesser developed third world countries where one sole authoritarian power tries to command the economy so he can win the midterms or have short-term gain at the long-term expense of American citizens. Do you guys trust Donald Trump's judgment on controlling the levers of our economy? Interest rates, controlling the amount of inflation, the monetary policy, so to speak. I do not. He can't even control the Epstein file release. He can't even control the Iran war that he started. I do not trust him on that. This continues to say, on the other side of the scale, the government has produced essentially zero evidence to suspect Chair Powell of a crime. Indeed, its justifications are so thin and unsubstantiated that the court can only conclude that they are pretextual. meaning they're basically rigging the case, and they have a deeper intention here. The court therefore finds that the subpoenas were issued for an improper purpose and will quash them. It will also unseal redacted versions of the motion to quash, related briefing, and of this opinion. This is coming from Chief Judge James Boasberg. Then, minutes later, Judge Jeanine Pirro, the U.S. Attorney for D.C. now, comes out and gives a Fox News-level meltdown. Let's break this down.
Now, the American public is fed up with public monies that seem to go into a black hole, especially in D.C., where no one is held accountable. One of the age-old tools that all prosecutors have to investigate any crime, including cost overruns, is a grand jury subpoena. Today, however, in Washington, an activist judge has taken that tool away from us.
See, this is why I gave some history on Judge James Boasberg. He is anything but an activist judge. President George W. Bush appointed him in 2002. That was the year I was born. He was unanimously confirmed by the U.S. Senate in 2011 to be elevated. Unanimously confirmed. Both sides confirmed him. Chief Justice John Roberts then appointed him to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court in 2014, where he became the presiding judge. Then in 2023, he became the Chief Justice of the D.C. District Court. This is not a political activist. This is not some quote-unquote liberal. This is one of the most credentialed and experienced judges in the entire federal system right now.
By inserting himself and preventing the grand jury from even obtaining, let alone hearing evidence, he has neutered the grand jury's ability to investigate crime.
You're mad that a judge is inserting himself in the legal system?
As a result, Jerome Powell today is now bathed in immunity, preventing my office from investigating the Federal Reserve.
Okay, the Federal Reserve chair is not bathed in immunity. There are so many real things that they could do wrong and be prosecuted for. What we're seeing right now is a temper tantrum from somebody whose fake sham case just got blown up. This is not the first time this has happened. They tried to go after James Comey, and that blew up. They tried to go after Letitia James, and that blew up because Lindsey Halligan and their other inexperienced people weren't actually duly appointed to their positions. I mean, they have illegally subverted the process. It's blown up in their faces before, and now they're mad that it's happening again. But the meltdown gets even better. She begins to slam on the desk. Let's keep going.
This is the antithesis of American justice.
Do you guys hear this? Is it just me, or is she trying to give some intense performance here? It's the exact same vibe that Pete Hegseth gives when he slicks back his hair and then tries to act like a movie character.
Exonerating anyone without any records, without an investigation or question, is not how our criminal justice system works. This judge has put himself at the entrance door to the grand jury.
Dude, she's like shaking. She's so mad. Is it just me or she's shaking? She was on Fox News 1 or 2 years ago as a pundit. Now she's back on Fox News as part of the swamp, persecuting their political enemies, rather. But is she shaking here?
Self at the entrance door to the grand jury, slamming that door shut, irrespective of the legal process, and thus preventing the grand jury from doing the work that it does.
All right, okay, first of all, if you want to talk about somebody subverting the justice system, let's go back and talk about Trump's repeated attempts to overthrow the election and the fact that he got away with it because the Biden admin didn't actually prosecute him. We went through the system. Jack Smith was appointed as a special counsel by Merrick Garland and went through the proper process, so it took time. They are trying to rush through political persecutions because they are desperate and terrified. I mean, before I play this next clip, let me pull up this website that allows you to reverse search whatever word you want on Donald Trump's Truth Social. So I can look up whatever I want and see how many times he's mentioned it. I looked up the word Powell, as in Jerome Powell, and you see hundreds of posts, like just basically like 110 in total. It says, too late, Powell should resign, just like Adriana Kugler, a Biden appointee, resigned. He then says, too late, Powell complains. Too late, Powell is the worst because Jay Powell and the Fed. Too late, Powell. Too late, Powell. He's just trying to bully and pressure this guy with nicknames. We're still going here. Just repeated nicknames. There's multiple pages of this. Next page, really? Going back to Judge Jeanine Pirro, let's hear what she has to say.
Do you think that your office's failure to attempt to prosecute six members of Congress?
I'm not here to talk about six members of Congress.
What an insane... Okay, she's melting down, first of all, but this question is absurd. She gets asked, do you think your office's failure to prosecute six members of Congress? They're talking about the six who made that video saying, don't follow illegal orders. Number one, who was asking this question? Number two, her answer is so crazy.
Do you think that your office's failure to attempt to prosecute six members of Congress?
I'm not here to talk about six members of Congress. I'm here to talk about the fact that the grand jury has a job. They look at evidence. They decide whether they want to indict. If they don't indict, so be it. And if you want to know what the judge thinks, go ask him.
Aaron Rupar said, this is turning into an SNL cold open type video. Like, is this real footage or is this one of those SNL cold opens where they're trying to imitate a wine mom having a performative meltdown?
To statements from Senator Tom Tillis, you know, has been blocking and vowed to continue blocking.
You know, honestly, I don't know and I don't care. And I'll tell you why. I am in a legal lane. All of the rest is white noise. I don't care what they say. I have a job. I have the ability to go into a grand jury. There are questions that the American public and people in D.C. are entitled to know where $1 billion has gone. And that's my focus.
I just want you to please imagine for 1 second if Vice President Kamala Harris had ever struck this type of tone with the public. I mean, black women in American politics are held to impossibly high standards. So Vice President Kamala Harris was always affable in the way that she spoke, very precise, very concise, always making sure that she was not striking this type of tone. Now, don't get me wrong. I call this out when both men and women melt down like this in public. Pete Hegseth did the same thing this morning, and I called it out. But what we're seeing right here is a meltdown that would have gotten somebody like Kamala Harris completely nuked in the right-wing orbit. They would constantly be posting clips saying, can you believe she's speaking in this tone to the press? She can't control herself. But Judge Jeanine Pirro is able to come out here and just freak out on everybody. So just imagine if Kamala Harris had spoken like this. Imagine if Joe Biden had spoken like this. This is a really crazy posture for the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia to be taking. This is supposed to be an impartial seat. Somebody who is not getting emotional or involved in politics.
Assurance that the investigation into Powell has, this has ended it. Are you willing to concede?
Did you hear what I just said? I just said that this decision will be appealed by the United States Department of Justice. That's the answer to your question. We're looking at 1001, and we're also looking at a statute having to do with fraud, but it's up to the grand jury to make that decision. We're $1 billion over in cost overruns. Are you kidding? $1 billion? We're not talking about huge buildings here.
Okay, there's no proof of this, first of all. Secondly, we're spending $1 billion per day in Iran. This is an awful time to be invoking these numbers when they're asking, reportedly, if they're about to ask Congress for $50 billion to execute this war. So Judge Boasberg said, listen, as I read you, there's zero evidence. We need to squash these two subpoenas served on the Fed's Board of Governors. The subpoenas specifically sought records of about $2.5 billion in renovations, a project in which Jerome Powell had testified about in front of Congress not long ago. So this investigation was clearly political pressure. Now, I do want to show you a clip of Jerome Powell and Donald Trump from just about a year ago, July 24th of 2025. Jerome Powell and Donald Trump are walking out of a press briefing. and Trump tries to set Jerome Powell up. This is so incredibly obvious when you look at it through the framework I'm about to give you. When they're walking up, Jerome Powell doesn't want anything to do with this press conference. Trump is the one who dominates the cameras and is always in front of the cameras, right? So what Trump does is he intentionally pulls Jerome Powell over and says, no, get over here, get over here. Then he pulls out a sheet of paper and tries to confront him. Watch how he pulls Jerome Powell over.
With the chairman, as you know. Chairman, come on over. And we're just taking a look at what's happening. You know, it's a...
So he's setting up his own reality TV moment here.
It's a tough construction job. They're building basements where they didn't exist or expanding them. And a lot of very expensive work. There's no question about it. And Tim has been with me for a long time, and
yes,
you're
sir.
In charge of the committee.
Indeed. One of the reasons I wanted to see it was the overruns of the expenses. Wanted to figure out why.
Yeah. So we're taking a look, and it looks like it's about $3.1 billion. It went up a little bit, or a lot. So the 2.7 is now 3.1.
Jerome Powell is shaking his head.
So the 2.7 is now 3.1.
I'm not aware of that.
Yeah, it just came out.
Yeah, I haven't heard that from anybody at the Fed.
Yeah, it just came out.
Our notes had it about 3.1 as well.
3.1.
3.2. This came from us.
And of course, Tim Scott's there to back him up. Yeah, no, I heard the same thing. Trump's basically trying to confront him on whether the numbers are over budget. And Jerome Powell spikes it down right here.
Yes. I don't know who does that.
You're including the Martin renovation. You just added
our entire capital plan.
Yeah, you just added in a third building. Is what that is. That's a third building.
Well, no, but it's a building that's being built.
No, it was built 5 years ago. We finished Martin 5 years ago.
It's part of the overall work.
So Trump just got caught lying there. Look at how sweaty and decrepit he looks. This was a year ago. And now, this brings us back to Judge Jeanine Pirro, who's melting the hell down in front of everybody.
The process should have been allowed to run its course, and it wasn't. And shame on them. Oh, cut it out. Do you know how many convictions we've got? Cut it out. You're in one lane. We have cleaned up this city. Oh, yeah, historic, really? I'll tell you what's historic. What's historic is that I prosecute everything other than 10% of the cases where the United States attorney before me didn't prosecute 67% of the cases.
This is a proper meltdown. Lord have mercy.
That's what's historic. I'm willing to take a not guilty. I'm willing to take a no true bill because I'll take all the crimes and put them in. Thank you.
Thank you. That's all the time we have.
She just stormed off after everything went the opposite way of her way. Everything got shot down. Trump's own Truth Social posts, pages of them, got his own case nuked. Look at this. Earlier, I was going through the pages. There's multiple pages of Donald Trump's attacks against Jerome Powell. Very clearly political. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one, and peace out.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.